VQB, all listening stations, all listening stations. Weathernet will be active. Weathernet will be active. KG5, VQB cleared. KG5, VQB with a new, thunderstorm warning. Thunderstorm warning. It's going to be for southeastern alfalfa, southwestern Grant, northwestern Garfield, northeastern Major until 5:45. At 4:57 p.m., a severe thunderstorm is located near Gulfstream, moving northeast at 40. Hazards include 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Be radar indicated. KG5, VQP, Caddo County. W5, BLS, KG5, VQP.
Go ahead, Tom.
Just letting you know my location. I'm going to head out out here on this one that's coming into Caddo. I understand it will be a little while before it gets here, but that's where I'll be, is checking out this one coming up towards us.
Okay, I've got a lot going on here too, taking care of the lake and EM stuff, but if I can squeeze in and help, I will.
No problem. I just want to let somebody know that I was going to be out in the field, so you'd be aware of it. Yeah, I looked at the lake a while ago, so I know what you're dealing with. We'll holler at you later. KG5, VQP.
I'll be monitoring too. WD5N.
Okay, Dave. I appreciate you. KG5, VQP. KG5, VQP with radar update. Storm near Snyder, it'll be to the north and west of Snyder, still showing radar indicated 3/4 inch hail. Moving northeast at 35, tracking up towards Cooperton. And going to track up just between Cooperton and Mears, probably over the wildlife refuge in Caddo County at this time. New cells developing near Hobart. New Cordell, showing 1 inch hail. Cell just south of Hobart, showing 1/4 inch hail. Stand by for another radar. Storm near Snyder has come down a little bit in intensity, now showing just 1/4 inch hail, radar indicated. Still tracking up. Going to probably just move just south of Carnegie. Still has a warning. There's more activity coming up out of around Childress, a lot heavier. It'll be a few hours before it gets here. KG5, VQP clear. WD5M, KG5, VQP.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom, WD5M.
You know, this storm down here in the southwest part of the county, you know, it looks awful high base.
Yeah, it kind of fell apart down there around Snyder. There's another one up by Cordell now that's, looks more interesting right now.
Okay, well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it just kind of fell apart a little bit, but they don't look good at all. They're putting out some pretty good rain, looking back to the southwest, but yeah, I just wanted to mention that up. Yeah, they don't look very, I know I looked at everything earlier, and you know, we were talking about, you know, the tornado watch being out and stuff, but none of this stuff has been you know, very impressing at all most of the afternoon.
Yeah, give it time. It may come back. That storm down in Texas looked a lot more significant earlier, but I don't think it's quite what it was. I'm going to switch to the radar and see what it looks like. But right now, that line of storms to the west over in Washita, Custer, Blaine counties is one that looks a little more interesting close to us anyway. And that one at Snyder still has had a small hail core with it right north of there, but it has kind of fallen apart.
Okay, well, I'm going to hang out down here and just kind of let some of this other stuff get closer to me and just kind of watch. But I'll be here, KG5, VQP.
I was trying to stir my brother up in Enid, see if we get a report out of him. There's a good storm up there. Looks like it might produce a little bit of hail. There's a warning over it, but we'll see what it does. This stuff out west may continue to build. WD5M.
WD5M, KB5VX.
KB5 WD5VX, WD5M, go ahead.
Just wanted to let you know I'm on here if you need anything, south of Carnegie. We had a little rain a while ago, but that was the size of it. Nothing to report.
All right, yeah, let us know if you see something. Homes out there south of you, I believe. And right now, I think I can go look again, but the only warning we've got is around that Snyder storm, I think, and ended up around Garfield, and there's some up in Woodward, I think, as well.
Yeah, Roger. I agree with you. That stuff coming from Texas down to me, it's kind of trying to fall apart. I don't think it's, unless it reorganizes, I don't think it's going to do much.
Yeah, I looked at the last couple of scans. It may be pulsing a little bit, so it hasn't let up yet, so we'll see what they do with it.
Okay, KB5VX, be monitoring.
Tom, if you're driving, they did continue the severe thunderstorm warning for Garfield County until 6:30, and they've continued the warning for Caddo, Comanche, and Kiowa until 6:15. WD5M.
All listening stations. New severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Kingfisher, Northeastern Custer, Blaine, and Southeastern Dewey County until 6:45 p.m. At 5:55, a severe thunderstorm is located 9 miles southeast of Fay, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards include 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter to half dollar size hail. Radar indicated KG5VQP, Caddo County.
National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Garfield County until 6:45. At 6:07, a severe thunderstorm was located near Vance Air Force Base, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Hazards include 60 mile an hour wind gusts and nickel sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County. And at 6:07, the severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Comanche, southwestern Caddo, and southeastern Kiowa counties is canceled. Storm is weakened below severe limits. WD5M, Caddo County. Oh, and more storms to the west could bring severe weather to portions of this area within the hour. WD5M.
USL, KB5VX.
Just be aware, spotters out in the field need to be aware that there's several flash flood warnings and general flood warnings in the whole side of the state, really. So if you're out in the field, you need to be extra cautious about high water and that sort of thing. Don't take any chances. Floods end up taking more lives than just about anything in the weather. WD5M, Caddo County. Another update for Garfield County at 6:13. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 for central Garfield County. At 6:13, a severe thunderstorm was located near Enid, moving north at 40 miles an hour. Gust to 70 miles per hour was reported recently in Enid. So hazards include 70 mile an hour wind gust and nickel-sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County. And the Air Force Base up at Vance has just reported the 68 mile an hour wind gust in Garfield County. WD5M. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Ouachita, west central Kingfisher, northeastern eastern Custer, Blaine, and southeastern Dewey County until 7:15. At 6:31, a severe thunderstorm was located near Weatherford, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Hazards include 60 to 65 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County. Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for Ford County, and let's see where they've added some more.
WD5M, KC5VQP.
Go ahead, Tom, WD5M.
I think you're over on 165, almost on 712.
Nope, I'm on 712. I'm coming out on 410, so I've got to be up there.
You copy me over here?
Well, I'm set up, I think, to copy either one. You want me on 165, is that what you're asking?
Sorry about that, there was something wrong with my radio. I had to reset it, I got audio again.
No problem, WD5M.
Here go up, but I wasn't hearing any audio, and It was turned all the way up. That was weird. Anyway, I'm going to be back in Carnegie for a little bit. I'll wait on this stuff to come up from the southwest.
All right. Hopefully they'll pause here for a minute or two on the warnings. I'm going to go move my truck undercover. Won't take me a couple of minutes.
Problem. If anything comes out, I'll catch it.
Yeah, I just saw a new one come. I'll read it. WD5M, hang on. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 for Kane, northwestern Noble, eastern Grant, and northeastern Garfield counties. At 6:36, a severe thunderstorm was located 4 miles northeast of Nardin, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. Another strong to severe storm was located over Pond Creek. Hazards include 70 mile an hour wind gust and nickel to quarter size hail. WD5M, Caddo County.
Hey Dave, I was just looking at radar. I'm sitting at the house, and I know we talked about this the other day, but they've got those mezzos on there. That's right just west of Altus. Could that actually be indicating strong wind actually on the front side of that sail moving up this way?
Yep, could be. If you see how that bows, it's got some high winds in it.
Okay, yeah, I've got it zoomed in now. I didn't actually see that, so. Yeah, it's got a couple little places in it. I was looking at velocities on it. Yeah. Okay, now I see the difference.
Weather Service would appreciate any reports of flooding in and around Enid. If anybody has any reports up there, send them my way and I'll pass it along. WD5M. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for southeastern Ouachita, northwestern Comanche, southwestern Caddo, eastern Jackson, Kiowa, northwestern Tillman, and northeastern Greer counties until 6:55. Severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Lone Wolf to 4 miles west of Tom Steed Reservoir to near Tipton, moving east at 45 miles per hour. These are very dangerous storms. Hazards include 80 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter sized hail. Sources radar indicated windows were blown out and trees were damaged in houses. So be very careful down there. Hopefully this will spread itself out. WD5M, Caddo County.
QSO, KC5, BQP. I'm going to put a little bit more gas in and head out that way and just kind of wait for them to get closer to us and see what's going on.
QSL, KB5VH.
I've been kind of wondering if this is going to continue to build. WD5M. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for K, northwestern Noble, eastern Grant, and northeastern Garfield counties until 7:45. At 7:01, a severe thunderstorm is located near Lamont, moving northeast at 25 to 35. Hazards include 60 mile an hour wind gusts and nickel sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County.
WD5M, KD5VQB.
Go ahead, Tom, WD5M.
I'm going to be westbound out of Carnegie. Go in between Mountain View and Carnegie and set up for a little bit as this stuff moves in.
All right, well, hunker down out there. We'll see where this goes. WD5M. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. Yeah, we'll be listening for you, WD5M. And if we have any spotters in Kingfisher County, you need to be aware that there's a flash flood situation becoming quite dangerous. Cell mergers could promote extremely heavy rainfall from Kingfisher to Dover. TLX is fill pole is showing instantaneous rates of upwards of 6+ inches an hour near Dover at this time. Need to be aware of flooding and flash flooding in that area. WD5M, Caddo County. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for southeastern Ouachita, northwestern Comanche, southwestern Caddo, eastern Jackson, Kiowa and northwestern Tillman counties until 7:14 p.m. A severe thunderstorm was located along the line extending from 3 miles north of Hobart to 3 miles north-southwest of Cooperton to 5 miles south of Snyder, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. These are very dangerous storms. Hazards include 80 mile an hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County.
FLKD5, BQP.
KB5VX.
Dave, I'm going to be well off in Kiowa County now. I'm going to catch this at Tecumseh. I'll be 7 miles south of Mountain View on Highway 54.
Copy that. South, 7 miles south of Mountain View,
WD 5. Correction. 7 miles south on Highway 115. 115. WD 5 AQB.
We copy. WD 5M. This is a little bit out of our radio range, I think, but the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for southwestern Comanche, southeastern Jackson, Tillman, and northern Wilbarger counties at 7:18. A severe thunderstorm was located near Fargo, moving east at 35 miles an hour. Gulf Fox light tail and 70 mile an hour wind gusts are possible. WD5M, Caddo County.
Dave, do you think, I should drop farther south, or do you think I'm good where I'm at? Current location.
Let me take a closer look. Hang on. Well, I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference. There's going to be a pretty good gust run out of this, I think, and so look out for the wind. It's blowing right along that area coming into the county, so I don't think it's going to matter a whole lot where you are. I don't see anything significant as far as, you know, circulation, that sort of thing. So see what you see, WD5N.
Okay. Well, sir, yeah, I didn't think there would be anything significant other than high winds. I just wanted to have somebody down here on it. Don't know of anybody else that's out here. I don't see anybody on GPS on the Storm Spotter network. So, anyway, I'll be down here. I'll keep you updated. KD5ZQB. I'll tell you what, the lightning is very impressive down here. Rapid and big, thick. Well, both just going down every few seconds.
Yeah, that's what I was doing the other night when the lightning struck here in that fire bomb. I don't much care for lightning myself. It's nice to watch from a long distance, but I don't want it coming over me. Stay safe. I mean, you buy me. Could be a bit of a hail core building over that's Cooperton to the south of you. The big hail is still down at the Red River, but there could be some in this as well. WD5M.
I take that back, Dave. Channel 4 is down here with me, so looking back off to the southwest there. One of these little sails kind of looks like it might have a little bit of a lowering in it. Not too bad, but it's definitely something to keep watching. I'm going to be probably, I'll be 9 miles south of the Mountain View on 115 down here in these little curves looking back to my southwest.
Yeah, Hobart's airport just reported a 66 knot wind gust, so pretty stout, WD5M.
Okay, I'm still 9 miles south. My winds have increased significantly. Estimated 60 miles an hour sustained.
Are you seeing tree damage, limbs coming off, anything like that?
There's no trees out here whatsoever you can look at.
Okay.
Got power lines. I do have telephone poles back and forth.
And you said 5 miles south of Mountain View?
9 miles south, 9.
Roger, copy 9. WD5M.
I'm dropping back south farther. I'm getting cored out.
We copy. Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Kay, Noble County, central Payne, northwestern Logan, eastern Garfield County until 8:15 p.m. 7:28 severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 7 miles west of Marlin to 3 miles south of Red Rock to near Lake McMurdy to 4 miles south of Lake Carl, Blackwell, to 6 miles southeast of Mohall, moving east at 45 to 55 miles an hour. Hazards of 70 mile an hour wind gusts and nickel sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County. A severe severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for southeastern Ouachita, northwestern Comanche, southwestern Caddo, and southeastern Jackson, Kiowa, and northeastern Tillman counties. And at 7:28, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 5 miles east of Hobart to 5 miles east of Cooperton to 5 miles east of Manitou, moving east at 40 miles an hour. This is a very dangerous line of storms. Hazards include 80 mile an hour wind gusts and nickel sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County.
KG5VQP, K5GSM.
Go ahead.
You need to be in the Alden area. There's a little bit of reflectivity right there just west southwest of Alden. It looks like it's trying to become a little more single-cell oriented, and it's the most intense part right now. You're kind of on the north side of it.
Okay, I'm going to be straight east of Alden, west of Alden. I'm going to be down here on Highway 19 and 115 right now, just straight east of Alden, or west, I mean.
Okay, well that's the most intense reflectivity right now. It's due west of Alden, tracking over toward Fort Cobb, the town of Fort Cobb.
Significant winds. I can't measure it, but I do have several telephone poles leaking back and forth. I have what? I'm guessing it's some type of road sign. It just took it out of the ground.
I'm just east of the Apache Walk. I'm headed over that way.
How far south are you now, Tom?
I'm going to be at Highway 19 and Highway 115. I'm going to be heading back eastbound on Highway 19.
All right, we copy that.
Very heavy rainfall, almost zero visibility. I've got the highway closed down. I'm probably going to come out about 3 miles north of 19 on Highway 58. Maybe about 10 minutes to get around there, though.
Roger, WD5M.
Found some information, KF5ZZ. There was a minor flooding in Kingfisher. Water was 0 to 1 foot deep.
Roger, that was reported earlier. Appreciate it, though. WD5M. Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Ouachita, northern Comanche, western Grady, Caddo, eastern Kiowa, south central Blaine, and Canadian counties until 8:45. At 7:37, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from 4 miles northeast of Cloud Chief to 4 miles northwest of Carnegie to 8 miles north of Mears to near Fort Sill, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. Hazards of 70 mile an hour wind gust and nickel sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County.
Okay, I just turned, I'm going to be eastbound on a back road. I'll come out on 58 in about 3 or 4 miles. Where's the leading edge of this at?
Right behind you or right over you. Get this VIL to update. I'll tell you where the hail core is, but the line that you're nearest stretches from, south of the county, or right at the county line, south of you, all the way up toward Cordell.
Okay. I just don't have any internet down in this little area. I will have once I get back out here in just a couple more miles.
Yeah, the core of it is right behind you, or right over you, coming over you. There's a core there, and there's a smaller core over toward Mountain View and north, but the highest one is over right behind you, or coming up behind you. And the track is going toward Fort Cobb, WD5M.
Tom, right now, the storm that looks the best is over Snyder right now.
Okay, let's clear. I should be about, I'm about 11 miles south of Carnegie. I'll come out on 58 here in a few minutes.
Moving more towards Medicine Park and Apache, so it may end up going south of you unless it makes a little more left turn, but right now that's the track.
I'm going to go back to the Apache Y and go south.
I'm going to be 3 miles west of Highway 58, 11 south, 3 miles west of 58, large tree damage.
Thanks, Tom. I'll pass along WD5M. And Tom, are you pretty sure that's recent damage, like right now?
Where I'm thinking I was just at, I'm pretty sure that's a little healthy group of trees there, so it's a pretty good size. The tree just knocked right over near the road, but I was able to get around it.
Okay, and your current wind conditions would say that happened just now, or could it have been an earlier storm?
I'm going to say it happened just recently because I came down here this morning checking cattle, it wasn't here.
Okay, I'll pass along. WD5M. They're going to ask, do you know what you want to estimate the size of those trees? Is it like 8 inches, 10 inches, or smaller, or something?
I'd say about 6.
Okay.
Tom, that storm that's just east and southeast across Snyder, reflectivity is pretty stout on it, especially on the southern end. It's going to track over toward Medicine Park, Mears, and Elgin Apache here about an hour or so.
Okay, Brian, so do you think I should just go ahead and hang out here south, maybe at 58 and 115?
Well, if you stay there, it's going to go south of you. You're going to have to drop down to 19 and get over toward Apache. It's the most significant looking storm right now. That stuff up there is just very multicellular, but this one near Snyder is taking on single cell appearance now.
Okay.
I'm southbound on 281 from the Apache Y.
Okay. I'm southbound on 58 now. I think I'm going to come up on the curve and head back towards Apache.
Yeah, that what you're on up there has a little bit of a bow echo in it, but this one down here by Snyder, if it continues, it could turn into a pretty hefty storm. It's already got some pretty high reflectivity down toward the south end of it.
Yeah, I just got a radar update. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, that's the storm that came through Altus earlier with 70-80 mile an hour wind gust, and the one behind it, currently coming over Frederick, is the one that had the big hail core down in Texas.
Well, that bow echo up north is probably going to tend to cut off anything further north and intercept its, input or inflow. But this one near Snyder has pretty much unimpeded flow to the southeast.
Oh my God, I got clowns in front of me and they're just driving so slow. Like these storm chasers come out of nowhere.
Which TV station are they from?
They're not. They're, just the ones that don't even belong out here.
Oh, okay, different clowns.
I saw Channel 4 a while ago, south of Mountain View, just sitting there in a pickup. I don't know why they were there. There wasn't nothing going on.
Track on this storm east of Snyder. It's going to take it up toward Elgin across Medicine Park, unless it does something weird like turns right, but it doesn't indicate anything like that right now. But it's definitely the most organized and most intense storm that's down here right now.
Okay.
85.
Go ahead, Robert. Okay, appreciate it.
No problem. You might have talked for a couple of times. Things rolled at that time, but I'll be here.
Oh, no, not in the town of Canton.
Sometimes it does happen that way.
Well, I'm sure you'll keep it under control.
We'll try. I'll let you get back after it. Katie Bob MGL.
C5GSM.
let you guys know there's some reports of very high winds north of Mountain Park, 2 miles east of 83 in Comanche County, I believe. Some damage out that way. WD5N.
That would be just north of Snyder, right?
Yeah, I'm looking, I believe so, though.
If I remember correctly, that's the town you go through going south before you get into Snyder.
Yep, that is correct. And Tom, since you're probably out of data range, it's coming up on mirrors right now, or should be.
I'm going to be westbound of the lot Y, westbound lot Y.
Still showing the hail core down around Indiahoma Cache. But that is a slightly old scan, so next update, it should be jumping up there.
Now, the, of course, I'm looking at it from Twin Lakes, but I've got a pretty fresh composite, and that's where the highest reflectivity is, right on Highway 62 west of Cache.
Yep, that's the core.
Now, the, of course, I'm looking at it from Twin Lakes, but I've got a pretty fresh composite, and that's where the highest reflectivity is, right on Highway 62 west of Cache.
Yep, that's the core.
Hey, Tom, if you'll get over here to Apache pretty quick, I'll let you do the hail hunting.
I'm not too far from Apache now, probably about 5 miles, 6 miles.
Yeah, I'm just rolling into town right now. We can send that F-150 in there for a hail detector.
Yeah, you know I don't mind.
Well, probably going to have to get a little bit south. It's still tracking true, straight for Medicine Park and then the Elgin area.
What are the hail sizes on it, radar wise?
You know, that's one thing I don't understand about my GR right now. I'm not getting storm table data. I'm not getting hail icons or anything down here for some reason.
I've got no data right now where I'm at. My hotspot's got zero for showing on signal strength.
Oh, no, I've never had that problem before. Working fine yesterday, but I get over here and I'm just getting minimal data for some reason on the storm table.
I just got 4G back. I should get an update here in a second.
Showing 3/4 inch here from Twin Lakes with 90% POH.
What is it on POS?
20%.
Okay.
Does anybody know anything about a 70-mile-an-hour wind gust at Carnegie? I'm not sure what channel it was, news channel said something just now. Somebody just called me.
Haven't seen anything yet, but it's just hitting here, and I'm about to check my weather station. Hang on, WD5N.
Okay, it's probably those Channel 4 guys. He's saying it's Channel 4, so they took a 78-mile-per-hour gust at Carnegie.
And the wind shift line outflows now, moving into Apache on this first batch.
And we're getting the wind gust here up to 48 so far.
I'm just coming in to Apache from the west. Pretty much, yeah, it's pretty calm out here, but the rain finally stopped.
And it looks like it peaked at 54 here, 54 mile an hour, 5 miles west of Albert, WD5M.
Tom, the latest composite still shows much higher reflectivity values now, but it's still going to stay south of Apache quite a ways. It's still tracking for Medicine Park and then Elgin.
I'm going to be southbound towards Hoppin' Tank here. Stop there for a second.
I'm going to go down here to Porter Hill and I guess make a decision there. Looks like it's trying to bow out a little bit too, so it could do the same thing that one did there
audio is broken up pretty bad. I don't know what the deal is with that. I didn't hear anything said.
I said the storm that's down here still tracking for Medicine Park and then Elgin, and it looks like it may be developing a bow echo on the front of it, so it may have some good, strong, straight-line winds. Reflectivity value still pretty high.
Okay.
I just crossed over into Comanche County on 281.
I just measured 59 mile an hour wind gusts, 5 miles west of Albert, WD5M.
What'd you have, Dave?
59 mile per hour.
Okay, copy that. Well, if it could have been 60, it would have been severe.
Yeah, maybe they'll round it up.
Tom, I don't know if you can copy me or not, but I'm going to hold up at Porter Hill. It's tracking. It's going to track real close to Porter Hill, the core is. So I'm going to stay put here.
Yeah, I got you clear and direct. I'm going to pop it back in Apache off Desert Park South.
Okay, I don't know what my signal's like. I'm on high power, so... you may be in a bad receive spot, but it could be me too, but I'm up on high ground, but I'm going to hold up here for a while.
You sound full quieting, Brian, WD5M.
I'm going to be southbound out of Apache at this time.
The Spirit Thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45 for eastern Washita, northern Comanche, western Grady, Caddo, northeastern Kiowa, south central Blaine, and Canadian counties at 8:03. Severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Colony to near Albert to near Fort Cobb to near Mears, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. Hazards include 70 mile an hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail. WD5M, Caddo County.
Okay, Tom, little radar update. Track bars now are plotting this thing directly over Porter Hill, just FYI. Pretty good. Intense reflectivity on the core right now, so it's staying alive.
Okay, I'm going to hold up at the county line, Comanche Caddo County line here, just south of Apache, since you're down at Porter Hill.
Okay.
Lyra is reporting possible rotation for east of 67 and 36 south of Lott. Seems a little far, but keep an eye out for spin-ups, WD5M.
It's probably more gust run activity than it is spin-ups, but there's a lot of swirling going on along this leading edge.
And now they're saying about I-44 and mile marker 30 is where they're located, and they got multiple spotters reporting it.
Okay, that's going to be way on the southern end of this. So yeah, I guess there could be. I don't know. I'm not any shear markers or anything, so it must be low level and, you know, related to the wind shift.
Yeah, they're saying that this is this gust front's well ahead of the reflectivity, so it could be WD5M.
Oh yeah, we're already getting it here at Porter Hill, and reflectivity still way back to the west.
I could see just a little bit of it, maybe on Frederick's radar with storm relative.
Where I'm at, it's not too bad. I mean, it's rocking the truck a little bit, but not bad.
Things kind of separated a little bit. There's an area of higher reflectivity from Mears to Medicine Park, and then there's another one over Boone right now, headed for Broxton. I just saw some power flashes straight south of me. Wind must be slapping some power lines together or getting them into a tree.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should be seeing that wind pretty quick if you haven't already.
Yeah, I don't have anything here, but this was straight south of me, just lit up the sky with a blue light.
Tom, you still doing okay? WD5M.
south, just still south here. I'm sitting on the county line, just south of Apache. Light rain, not really any wind to speak of, but maybe it's just not quite the heavy stuff out here yet. I'm kind of watching for hail.
Looks like reflectivity values now back up on the section or the part of this storm that's near Boone right now. I'm sorry, yeah, near Boone. Higher reflectivity values up there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be westbound County Line Road. Got to head back that way.
Well, it's going to track up toward Broxton. Good place to be, just if it holds together, would be on 281 there, actually at the Apache Y. But once again, it keeps cycling.
Okay, well, I should be able to get back up there to it if I come back this way and go back on Hatchetville.
I don't know really what you said, Tom. You're a bit noisy. I may be too. I don't know.
I'm going to be almost 4 miles west of 281 on the county line. And I'm talking about it's raining. If it's never rained before, it's raining right now. I'll be northbound from county line on Hatchetville Road.
Robert, can you be a little more specific? What do you mean by flood? You got water ponding on the road or what? Did you copy that? KG5ZDZ, K5GSM, do you copy?
I'm going to be northbound from 19, still in Hatchetville. Hey, Ryan, if you come down Hatchetville, watch out. There's a couple places got water on the roadway. It's not bad, but just be careful.
I'm over here in Elgin right now. I'm going to head north on the Bailey and go back. This ain't nothing but rain and a little bit of wind.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make my way back up towards Carnegie. WD5M, 55 AQB.
Go ahead, Tom. WD5M.
Going to be at County Road 2550 and stand by. 1420, County Road 2550 and 1420 near Broxton, Alden area. I have rushing water over the roadway.
All right, see if I can find that on the map and give a distance from town if you don't know it already. And I assume you're not going to go through it. I hope you're not.
I'm going to be straight south of Fort Cobb on 2550 about 8-9 miles. I'm not sure how far mile-wise it is, but it is straight south of Fort Cobb.
Would you call that significant flooding or just impassable road?
I don't know if I call it significant, but it is rushing over the roadway. If a person were to come up on it, they'd wreck.
Yeah, roger, roger. WD5M.
Tom, how deep is it?
In other words, does it come up to your mirrors?
I'm going to say at least, stand by, let me look at it.
This is when you need a stick or a rope with a rock on it.
I'm going to say 6 inches. They came up to almost came up to the bottom of my door.
Yeah, okay.
The barges on both sides of the road are flooded right through here. It's almost even with the roadway.
I'm monitoring, and I have a report in off Cat O'Jakes Bridge off 201 going into Eaton. The Bridgeport, there's flooding 5 inches to a foot of water.
Robert, what bridge are you at?
Just got home, but it was right after it was an old Cat O'Jakes bridge. As you go down the hill on 201 over the South Canadian.
Okay, that's not Cat O'Jakes Bridge. Caddo Jake Bridge is over by Cedar Lake and crosses the Canadian River over there east of Hinton. Are you talking about the Yellow Bridge up there north of Bridgeport?
Apologies, wrong bridge. Hi. But yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, when you say flooding, could you be more descriptive? Is it flooding on the roadway, in the river, in the ditch? Where is it?
Flooded on the roadway and just going into, you know, Bridgeport, you know, the RV park that they're putting in, that's basically flooded out. But right after the bridge, there's like half a foot of water. My truck went through it.
Is that unusual? Is it impassable? I mean, is there anything else you can tell us about?
Passable, and it's sure, but it's very unusual. I mean, at about every rainstorm, there's a little bit of water, but, you know, I mean, my truck sits about probably a foot off the ground, and, you know, it's passable, but it's, you know, it's just not usual.
Okay, copy that. Okay, Roger.
Hopefully I was some help.
Say that again.
Hopefully the information I gathered was some help.
Well, after the last few days of what's been going on, and from what you described, it sounds like just runoff. It'll probably subside and go away after it quits raining.
True. You know, Kingfisher, it was really bad. I mean, it was probably close to a foot. I mean, I'm surprised it wasn't in my cab, to be honest.
Well, have you ever heard the term, turn around and don't drown?
In my NWA training.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have been driving through that water if you don't know how deep it is.
Yes, sir, but I had to make a judgment call, and I had to get my family home, and I was pretty confident in my vehicle's capabilities and my driving skills, and we made it fine.
Yeah, that's probably some famous last words from a lot of people. Just need to think about that. Don't do that again.
I'll be more careful next time. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I should have stuck to an alternate route, you know, and done that. You know, that's a better idea.
Well, they've plucked many people out of a river, some alive, some dead, that were too impatient to find another way around.
You're right. You're absolutely right. A little bit, you know, thought can go a long way. Sure doesn't hurt nothing. But, yeah, I agree. I don't know if my truck came listed or not, but it seems to really sit higher up than most stock trucks, and I just count myself blessed to have it like it is, but doesn't mean I need to push the limits. It's probably a good reason not to.
1 inch of fast-running water can push a 4,000-pound vehicle from off the road.
I believe it. I know truckers, when it has hazardous conditions, they'll cut their speed down by a third to a half, depending on what it is. Whole RV park in Bridgeport they're putting in, I mean, it's close to being underwater. I mean, it looks real bad. I didn't go into it because my girls and I were, you know, there with me, and they didn't want to do that, but you know, I probably would have gone to look a little bit, but I just didn't have the time. Good night, Austin. Good hour. I got to get ready for work tomorrow. I'll be monitoring when I get out. Thanks for training me up, guys. I'll do good. KFI ZDZ clear.
National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Kingfisher and Canadian County until 9:30 p.m. At 8:43, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Okarchi to near El Reno to near Union City, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards include 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. WD5M, Caddo County. And the National Weather Service has also issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Grady County and East Central Caddo County in southwestern Oklahoma until 9:30 p.m. At 8:45, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Gracemont to near Chickasha, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazards include 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. WD5M, Caddo County.
WD5M, KG5, AQP.
Go ahead, Tom. WD5M.
Just letting you know, I'm going to be back in Carnegie. I'm going to stand down for the night. I appreciate your help tonight. I think we're pretty much all in the clear for our area, aren't we?
There might be some more rain, I guess, behind this, but so far it looks okay.
Okay. Well, I think we can probably stand everybody down now, huh? End up that page in a minute when I get home, but I'm back in town. We'll holler at you later, KG5 EQP.
Brian, you too, if you're still listening, and talk to you guys later. WD5M. Just before we sign off, I'll remind everybody again, Skywarn meeting May 28th, 6 p.m., Caddo, Kiowa, Botech, room 401. That's just outside of Fort Cobb. Skywarn meeting, May 28th, 6 p.m., Caddo, Kiowa, Botech, room 401. WD5M.